All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke, all right. Brooke is getting the shot
caller. I actually had the shot caller last.
Oh, you did? So Jose took your turn.
Yeah, he took my thunder.
Jeff handed me the hat. I was
fine.
You want to draw a name? You want to draw a name?
No, see if
you
get.
Should we redo it?
Okay, no. Brooke's got the shot caller while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
Fire!
What?
Whoa!
Fire!
Run! Fire!
All right. Do I have your attention now? Normally, Juba doesn't pay attention.
Huh?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Normally, you don't listen to the question. Are you ready to listen now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Studies have shown that 1 in 5 Americans has a strong phobia to something in the world. And some, like Jose, have a strong phobia to many things.
Yes.
But recently, a nationwide survey asked thousands of people to share their number one biggest fear. Some of the answers that made the top 5 included spiders, sharks, and heights. And name the other 2 things that made the top 5. And you get a lifeline. You can ask me about any fear. I'll let you know if it's in there.
Your phone battery dying? Does that count?
Different strokes.
What?
Wait, like the show or like having a stroke?
Yeah. Question was about 90s sitcoms.
Yeah. No, okay.
He wasn't listening.
No.
Oh.
It's about fears, Jubal.
Oh.
And the we got to figure out the other fears. We got to name 2 others. We got spider, snakes, and heights right now. I would go small spaces, claustrophobia.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yep.
Flying.
Flying.
That's heights.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's different reasons.
Different.
Yeah.
Flying, we will include with heights.
Because
oh, we will.
You'd be scared of, like, the plane crashing or something, right? That's a good one.
So flying is included in heights, so we can't answer that one. Okay. I would say small spaces, and I would say... What?
Commitment.
Fear of abandonment.
These are really deep fears.
Do you say sharks?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a list. You're holding a list.
It says snakes on the list, not sharks.
Oh, sorry.
So get off my back, all right?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Read it again.
You forgot to put sharks on.
Well, I think that I'm going to go with sharks and small spaces.
Wait, no, I gave you sharks.
Okay, so you also gave me snakes. So then I'm going to go with snakes and small spaces.
I think you need to read the question again.
I think we just need to shock Jeffrey.
Yeah. Recently, a nationwide survey asked thousands of people to share their number one biggest fear. Some of the answers that made the top 5 included spiders, sharks, and heights.
Oh!
But I gave you snakes, apparently. Name the other one that
I was going to say clowns.
I'm going to go small spaces.
Over clowns?
Or crowds. Like claustrophobia.
Oh, crowds too. I think that all counts.
Okay.
Well, crowds is agoraphobia, but claustrophobia is what I'm going to go with.
A recent survey found the most common fears that Americans have out of the top 5 answers. I gave you spiders, sharks, and heights. You had to name the other 2, but I accidentally gave you snakes. And so the other one that rounds out the top 5 most common fears in America is the fear of drowning.
Drowning, okay.
Right. I still get shocked. I feel like Jeffrey really screwed up.
Got it wrong, even though Jeff gave you the answer, and somebody wanted to hear "You Are My Sunshine" before you get shocked. So whenever you're ready.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Beautiful.
You'll never know, dear, how much I love.
I think. Judging by how people sing songs in the shot caller question, you can find out exactly where their music interest stopped. You can't sing Drake or anything new like that, but you get like a kid's song like "You Are My Sunshine," nail it. Yeah, nail it exactly.
Kids, yo.
All right, go like the Facebook page, and we'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve Mustard Boyd and Jeff Mayonnaise DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.